As a man, do not be afraid to be the bad guy. You do not have to be liked by anyone. In fact, as soon as you make even the slightest mark on this world, you will be disliked by some. I quote you Aristotle. There is only one way to avoid criticism. Do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing. So do not run from disapproval. In fact, disapproval may simply be a sign that you are doing something that's finally worthwhile.
I don't think most people understand how selfish I had to be in order to become this selfless. I had to be selfish with my energy. I had to be selfish with my time. I said no to everything and everyone until I pulled myself out of the situation I was in and made something for myself. I took care of me. I put me first. That is the reason why my mom's retired, why my friends are taken care of, why I can give away so much money, why I can build schools for thousands of kids. Because when I was younger, I didn't give my energy to them. I took care of me first.
And I think that just that flipped a switch in me where I was like, okay, f*** you, watch this.
In the end, I don't care whether you love me or you hate me, just as long as I win.
And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to try.
It's simple. Number one, outwork, out-improve, out-strategize, and outlast. If you can outwork, out-improve, out-strategize, outlast, it's going to be very, very hard to compete against you.
You have to be selfish to be selfless. If you're not where you need to be, if you don't have the proper energy that you need, if you're not in shape the way you should be in, if you're not living the standard that you know you should live, you don't have as much to give to other people. It's just reality. So for you to be able to truly serve other people, you have to get to a point where you're taking care of yourself and your own shit is in order. Otherwise, whatever you give them is going to be less than what you could give them anyway. And quite honestly, you're doing both yourself and them a disservice by not holding these boundaries that we're talking about.
Hey, listen, be selfish with your energy and be selfish with your time, because a lot of people don't deserve it.
You should be a monster,
an absolute monster.
You should be ruthlessly ambitious,
and then you should learn how to control it.
And it's that old expression, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
Being the villain means you're going to be doing everything you said you were going to do, and it's probably going to piss other people off. It's going to make everyone else feel small when you're simply just checking out boxes for yourself. Being the villain in other people's lives should be your highest priority. If everybody starts looking at you like you're the bad guy, you're doing something right. If everybody starts shaming you for what you're doing, you're doing something right. You have evolved past the circle that you've always been in, and you need to keep going. You need to keep evolving. The thing I've realized with pushing outside of my limits or out of the boxes that people like to put me in is that it makes other people uncomfortable. It makes other people feel uneasy, like they will never accomplish anything in their life, and that's not even on your mind. Your biggest priority should be you, you, and you, not anyone else's shit. You are not here to hold other people's hands to push them to success. You are not here to hold other people's hands if you want to help them change their lives. People will change their lives if they choose to change their life, just like you chose to change your life. So what anybody is saying about you changing your life, you are here for your own purpose. You need to be the villain in other people's eyes, because if you are just being liked by everybody and if everybody's always clapping for you, in my eyes, I think you're doing something wrong. In my eyes, you're not going hard enough. In my eyes, you need to be doing more.
The man who's physically dangerous, who's fit, who's athletic, who's strong, who's courageous, who's got the ability to fight, but the sense to avoid it, this man is an asset to humanity and not a liability. When we are not physically dangerous, guys, you become a liability to your family and to humanity.
I don't pay attention to what people say. I do not give a shit what people say. Sometimes I look in the mirror and get little frights as well looking at myself, because I am an absolute animal, a machine. So I probably wouldn't want to fight me either.
Let the laughs, the mockery, the comments, the jokes that they cracking on the text chain, whatever it is they doing, let that be the fuel to remind you that what God is doing, people are laughing, and they're laughing because they're noticing.
For many times I was laughed at and not believed in, but you know what? Nothing external can defeat the internal. The only thing that can take someone down or break you down is internal. Nothing external is strong enough.
If they're not laughing, then you should be a little concerned about what you're doing.
If you are not capable of cruelty, you are absolutely a victim to anyone who is. Part of the reason that people go watch anti-heroes and villains is because there's a part of them crying out for the incorporation of the monster within them, which is what gives them strength of character and self-respect, because it's impossible to respect yourself until you grow teeth. And if you grow teeth, then you realize that you're somewhat dangerous, and or maybe somewhat seriously dangerous, and then you might be more willing to demand that you treat yourself with respect and other people do the same thing. And so that doesn't mean that being cruel is better than not being cruel. What it means is that being able to be cruel and then not being cruel is better than not being able to be cruel. Because in the first case, you're nothing but weak and naive. And in the second case, you're dangerous, but you have it under control.
Be selfish. You have to be selfish. You have to be selfish. Think about yourself first. Think about your life first. Put your life first. Because the person that's going to be clocking in and clocking out, the person that's going to be stuck at that shitty situation is going to be you. Not your mom, not your dad, not your siblings. Nobody. Nobody's going to get you out of that situation. Look, you can hear the supercars. You can hear the cars in the background. I'm living on a high rise simply because I was selfish enough about my goal. Look, I'm not saying that neglect everybody and forget everybody and push everybody away. No. I'm saying put your vision first. Take your life serious, because nobody's gonna take you seriously but yourself. Nobody. My family, they when I told them, yo, look, I'm gonna do this X, Y, and Z, they thought it was all talk until I showed them. That's just how it is. That's how everybody, that's just how life is, right? Your family, they're not gonna believe you until they see it happen.
Be selfish. Be selfish for the next 3 years. Go get yourself strong. Go put your own oxygen mask on. Put some money in the bank. Be selfish with your time. Be selfish with your income. Be greedy on the amount of money you want to make. I'm telling you, be greedy, be selfish. You know why? Because if you go all in, if you stop thinking, I wish I could do more, be more, go all in and make the money. Get secure and put your oxygen mask on. And what you can do in 5 years from now, what you can do in 7 years from now, what you could do in 12 years from now is unbelievable.
If you tell yourself the truth, if you tell yourself the truth, and the truth is, I'm not happy with where I'm at. That's the truth. The truth is, I can do more. The truth is, I can work harder than I'm working right now. The truth is, I can do more for my family.
Stay focused and stay in the studio. Stay working. Stay grounded. Stay humble. Keep making money and stack it high as you can stack it, no matter what anyone around you says.
Is it true that you have to be a little bit selfish to get rich?
You gotta be a lot selfish. A lot selfish. And let me tell you what I mean by that. You gotta be willing to not see your friends. You gotta be willing to spend time away from your family. You gotta be willing to not do a lot of the personal things you wanna do, because you gotta devote all your time and energy to getting rich. So it's gotta really be worth it. And by the way, if you don't actually like what you're doing to get rich, you won't even enjoy the money on the way up. So you gotta make sure you're aligned with things you enjoy doing, because you're gonna spend most of your time there in the beginning.
People that vibrate the highest are comfortably in their villain era, not because they're evil, but because they finally stopped asking for permission to be themselves. That's all the villain era really means. It's not drama, it's not pettiness, it's peace. Uncompromising, unapologetic peace. You care deeply. You just don't care about being misunderstood anymore. You don't flinch when they misquote you. You don't shrink when they mislabel you. You don't chase people just to avoid being the bad guy in their version of the story. Because here's the truth. Most people are terrified of their villain era. They'd rather burn out as people pleasers than glow up as their true self. But me, I'm good being the villain. If standing on what I believe makes me polarizing, so be it. Because I've learned this the hard way. Authenticity comes with casualties. You'll lose people. You'll trigger people. You'll outgrow people who only loved you when you were small, unsure, and agreeable. And that's fine. Let them go. Let them call you selfish. Let them call you arrogant. Let them build whatever narrative they need to justify why you are no longer in their orbit. Because when you truly step into alignment, you will become a version in someone else's story. So what makes you think your light won't bother people still hiding in the dark? People that vibrate high aren't arrogant. They are focused. They're building, healing, loving harder, living louder. And the people who can't handle that, that's a them problem. So if being the villain is the cost of becoming who God made you to be, charge it to the game.
You can't carry people when you're trying to get to the top. It slows you down. But there's survivor's remorse that comes with it. If you want to make it, you've got to make some hard choices about what to do. We had to leave them behind and keep climbing. And if once we made it to the top, if we could reach back and pull some others up, we definitely did that. It is one of the greatest challenges when you are pursuing a life that is drastically different from the one that you come from.
Some of y'all gotta start being selfish. You have to start being selfish. I know we was taught, we was programmed that we have to be nice to everyone. We give someone our last, blessings will come. That's not true. Blessings will come when you start taking care of yourself. You can't give nobody all the food off your plate and then leave you starving. How you gonna feed anybody if you...
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Could barely feed your damn self. That don't even make sense. All you doing is digging yourself in a deeper hole and temporary helping people. Why do you want to temporary help people anyway? If you can't really help yourself and you helping other people, you temporary helping people because they gonna keep coming back to you. And then when you say no, now y'all friendships is f***ed up, or now it ain't the same no more. As soon as you say no, it ain't the same no more. You have to learn that you got to start putting yourself first before everyone on this earth. Everyone. Even if you're a parent, you gotta put yourself, your self-love, you have to love yourself so your kids can grow and you can influence your kids and impact them deeply. It all starts within you.
One thing I did wrong in my life was I tried for so many years to please people. And I did it at the expense of myself. I had to stop giving about people. That was the biggest thing. I had to stop caring what people thought about me. I realized that everybody's...
I hear so much talk. I don't hear a lot of work. I hear a lot of people telling you what you should be doing, how you should be doing it, how you should be f***ing living. And I look at them and you're fat, you're out of shape, you look like shit, but you're telling a motherfucker how to live. No, man, I want to listen to you.
So if you want to sit back and judge how jacked up I was and how messed up my life was, Merry Christmas. Go for it. Have a good time. But I'm smiling at you right now, knowing you have a secret that you're not willing to share.
We are judging ourselves against too many people. You have to judge yourself against yourself.
Go home and shut your phone off, shut the TVs off, shut the world off, and tune into you.
You've got to create a lot of different emotion to heighten your sense of awareness and focus. Like for me, anger was good. Anger was good because it was motivating. The more I could create an enemy, the more I wanted to go out and kill those guys. If I could just, what did they say? You know, and what did they look like? Did they disrespect me at all? You know, and did that asshole say something? Like, those are little things that can get me right in the emotional frame of mind that when I ran on the field and I said, let's go, it was really, let's go kick some ass. That's what we were doing.
Ignore and outperform them. While you're over there watching me and talking about me, I'm working. You keep gossiping and I'll keep working. You keep talking smack and I'll keep working. You keep focusing on everything and everyone else and I'll keep working. And you will lose and I will win.
Bro, be selfish. Be so narcissistic about your goals and your dreams and your mission in life that you have no other choice but to cut everyone out and win. Like, bro, everyone is so caught up in helping each other. Are you okay? Do you need help? How are you doing? That they get distracted from the whole mission that they're on in life. This whole game to getting to the top 1%, being rich and successful, it's all the last man standing wins. I'm sorry, no one cares about you. You put two random people in a jungle. Yeah, they're going to be friends at the start, use each other's tools to survive. But when it comes to it, bro, one way or another, the one who's hungry is going to make it out alive. One way or another, one of them is going to end up killing each other because they're scared of dying more. Now, I'm not saying go be this bad, narcissistic person that doesn't help anyone. Of course not. I'm saying be so selfish about your mission, your goal in life, that you have no other choice but to cut everyone else out and win. Because at the end of the day, bro, who's it about? Is it about Johnny, Timmy over there, your best friend? No, it's about you. Bro, you think every rich and successful person got rich by helping everyone else out, worrying about other people's problems? No, they said f- you. They closed their door, cut everyone out, and won. That's why they're great. That's why they're rich. It's all a game, bro. Take everything for yourself, run everyone over, and win. It's all about you.
I think being selfish is the most noble thing somebody can do now. In a world where everybody is self-righteous, virtue signalers, egotistical, narcissists, left and right, being actually selfish is somebody that cares about himself. I actually realized this even with my brother, that he's such a kind person because he does say no to certain things. That's a good indicator that somebody is kind, because when he does give you something, it's an act of kindness.
It's okay to be selfish sometimes, man, because you gotta be, because at the end of the day, all it is you, bro, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
People can say they love you today. Yeah. People can say they'll never leave you today. They'll never backstab you today
and do all that shit
before the sun come up, nigga.
Show me your friends and I show you your future. You want to know why you're all just look at the bums you hang around with.
I don't listen to people that I can't learn from, so I don't listen to interviews of artists that don't have no value in what they say. Mm-hmm. I don't listen to music from people that I can't get no game from.
Or are you the smartest one in your team?
Definitely not. I might be the dumbest one.
You can't be a nice guy, you have to be a good man. And when you're a nice guy, you get taken advantage of, you get shit on, people can take your kindness for weakness, they'll squeeze the life out of you until they can't get anything more, and then they just leave you out to dry, and then you get left, you know, kicked to the curb. But like, when you're a good man, you stand on your morals, you stand on your values, you know when no is no and yes is yes, you stand on your word. And sometimes there's tough conversations that have to be had, and you have them, right? Sometimes you have to let go of people that aren't any good for you. Sometimes you have to fucking be the bigger man in the situation and put your ego aside. Like, that's being a good man, and I haven't done that for a long time. I've been the nice guy. I've been taken advantage of for a long time, right? Like, I've always just tried to be a people pleaser. And that shit is draining when you're a people pleaser. You know, because it's like I'm pouring so much energy into everyone else and I'm trying to help everyone else and I'm thinking of other ways to make everyone else's life better. And I'm not even putting energy into making my own life better.
I don't have time to be, oh, let me go chill at a party. I don't give a f- about no party. Party? Making money is the party to me. My job is to get up every day and provide for the people that's counting on me. That's my fun. My fun is not based off, oh, I'm at a party wasting money on board. No, putting my daughter through college is fun. Making sure my niece, pick what university you want to go to. That's fun. Nanny, don't worry about nothing, no bills. Mom, don't worry about it. That's fun. As a man, that's fun for me. And I'm just being realistic because I got people that's counting on me as a man. As a man, we got to make a lot of sacrifices and we got to make a lot of strong decisions in order to be a man. So fun to me is being able to take care of mine.
Walk away from anyone or anything that gives you bad vibes. There's no need for explaining yourself. You don't need to feel bad about it. This is your life. You need to make more space for your peace, your happiness, and your mental health. There is no more room for negativity in your future.
I don't know. It's just the way it should be. You shouldn't be focused on others. You should be focused on yourself and what you're doing. And that's it, so. I don't know, all I hear out of my competitors is something about me, or what I'm doing, or what I'm not doing, or what I should be doing, or what I can't do. And I'm not even, it's just noise from different faces, I don't even know what it is, so I'm just focusing on me, and that's why I am where I am.
You have to realize that you are the bad guy in someone's story. Like, they're never going to sit there and tell somebody else all the bad things they did or how they responded or how they treated you or how they made you feel less than or how you had to walk around eggshells. Like, they will not tell people their bad qualities. They're going to paint you as the worst person ever. You have to be okay with that. You have to realize that that is how people vent. Some people need to make you as a villain so they can feel better about themselves. And there's nothing you can do about that. You can't sit here and try to argue your way into being the hero in the story. Live your life, grow through your thing. At the end of the day, you're going to be the bad guy in someone's story, but you need to be the hero in your own.
Aristotle once said that the ultimate aim of all of human action is the happiness of the individual. Everything you do is aimed at your own personal happiness. Now, because only you can know what makes you happy, it means that you are inherently selfish or self-centered. What else can it be? Everything we do is selfish in that we do it from the perspective of what gives us three things. First of all, what gives us pleasure or pain is a major factor. Freud once said that everything we do is based on the pleasure principle, to achieve pleasure or to avoid pain. Also, we do what gives us comfort versus discomfort. We always move toward what is more comfortable and away from what is uncomfortable. And finally, satisfaction versus dissatisfaction. This is the normal, natural extension of selfishness. Selfishness is neither good nor bad. We're selfish in that we are unique, self-centered human beings capable of making our own decisions and our own choices. Now, the good side of selfishness is what is called rational selfishness. Rational selfishness is what you practice when you engage in behaviors that are good for you and not harmful to anyone else. Like, for example, socially productive and helpful activities so that you can get more of the things that make you happy. That is an act of selfishness. Now, the dark side of selfishness is when your selfishness is short-sighted and indifferent to the well-being of others. Like, for example, engaging in behaviors that give you pleasure or satisfaction in the short term, but which lead to greater unhappiness and dissatisfaction in the long term, both for yourself and others. So there's nothing wrong with being selfish. Selfish can be either good or bad, but it's neutral. It only takes on a value depending upon how you display it in your life.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.